Hello everyone, welcome to my talk. Today I'm going to share my insights on making MySQL Edge XA transaction processing crash safe based on my previous work. In most of my career, I worked on database kernel development in Oracle and Tencent. I left Tencent and started Quinlan project in August 2019 to build an ethical distributed IDBMS based on widely adopted technologies, namely MySQL and PostgreSQL. In the rest of this talk, I'll call the project Quinlan for short. The content of this talk is based on my work on TD-SQL and Quinlan. Next, let's see some general information about Quinlan project. We want to make Quinlan a distributed IDBMS for PostgreSQL and MySQL users with knowledge and lessons learned from work on TD-SQL, so that MySQL and Postgres applications can seamlessly migrate to Quinlan with minimal work, if any. Quinlan supports full Postgres DML grammars and will support all MySQL private DML grammars. It's able to manage multi-terabyte data for both OLTP and in-place OLAP workloads. Quinlan has full-fledged NewSQL capabilities. For application developers, Quinlan is as easy to use as a standalone Postgres or MySQL database, so that application developers can focus on business logic implementation and totally forget about robust data management complexities. They can be rest assured that their Quinlan DBMS clusters can manage as much data as is necessary, given sufficient storage shards, and will always be working correctly and reliably against all possible hardware or software or network faults, and their data will always be safely and consistently managed and correctly accessed with top performance. Next, let's see Quinlan architecture. First, we have computing nodes. Computing nodes accept and validate user connections, and they accept and process user queries. Computing nodes can execute DDLs and DMLs. To execute a DML query, a computing node performs four query process stages, namely parse and resolve and optimize and execute. To execute a query involving remote tables or tables stored in storage shards, a computing node sends SQL to storage shards and receive an example results from storage shards. Computing nodes don't store user data. They only store metadata, timetables, and materialized views locally, so they take trivial storage or memory space. Next, let's see storage shards. A Quinlan cluster stores user data in storage shards as standalone tables. A standalone table or a table partition created in a computing node maps to a standalone table in a storage shard. So a storage shard executes mostly single table queries in a global transactions local transaction branch. We don't use MySQL table partitioning. Next, the metadata shard stores cluster metadata, and the cluster manager program maintains storage shard's online status among other auxiliary routines. Quinlan has share nothing architecture, and it does adaptive sharding for best performance, and it can perform elastic horizontal scale-outs without affecting client applications or end users. It can perform distributed transaction management to achieve crash safety, and it is fault-tolerant, highly available, and strongly consistent. It does distributed query processing in a parallel manner for best performance, and it can make the most of multi-core servers, computing node resources. DBAs can add or remove computing nodes on demand to scale out query processing power of a Kunlun cluster. And computing nodes are independent from each other, so they never affect each other. A computing node's local metadata can be built from metadata in metadata shard, so it requires no high availability measures for DBAs. So for DBAs, a Kunlun cluster is as easy to administer as MySQL binlog replication clusters. Computing nodes support most Postgres query processing features. We are right now working on cross-shard table join, subqueries, OLAP queries, etc. In future, Kunlun will support MySQL client protocol and common MySQL private DML grammars. Kunlun uses MySQL group replication single primary mode for storage shard high availability. And Kunlun will support more types of HA solutions in future. Kunlun's customized MySQL contains critical bug fixes for XA transaction processing bugs, as well as supporting features and performance enhancements that make Kunlun Percona MySQL XA write-only test cases have QPS 50% higher than that of community MySQL, and the latency 50% shorter. Next, let's see Kunlun's distributed transaction processing. The key component is the Global Transaction Coordinator, or GTC for short. It's a component of Kunlun's computing node. It tracks transaction branch read or write states. When user issues commit, the GTC does two-phase commit for transactions writing to multi-shards and does one-phase commit for transactions writing to a single shard. And the GTC always does one PC for read-only transaction branches. If GTC does two-phase commit to a transaction, it first sends XA prepare command to all storage shards that are written in this global transaction as first phase. After the first phase completed for all its transaction branches, GTC group logs commit decisions and a commit log before performing the second phase. And to do the two-phase second phase, it sends XA commit commands to all storage shards that are written in this global transaction. GTC will abort the transaction on error only before the global commit logging succeeds. And Kunlun makes sure all global transactions logged in commit log ultimately commit successfully. Many incidents could happen to a distributed DBMS cluster while it's running, including node failures, network failures, timeouts, and more. Kunlun distributed DBMS is robust enough to survive all these failures and be crash-safe and fault-tolerant and maintain global transaction ACID guarantees. To achieve this robustness, we fixed all MySQL XA transaction processing bugs, which we found out during many years of TDSQL distributed DBMS development and the maintenance in Tencent. Next, let's see the requirement to make MySQL replication cluster needed by TDSQL or Kunlun to be crash-safe and fault-tolerant. First, we need to keep strong consistency between a primary and its replicas. Specifically, for any transaction executed in primary, there must be at least one replica that syncs its relog locally, execute the same sequence of binlog event groups in primary and its replicas. Otherwise, potential issues, including loss of committed transactions and or replication blockage. Next, we need to keep consistency between InnoDB and binlog in any MySQL instance. There must be no extra event groups in binlog whose sections wasn't executed in InnoDB, except execmit or execrollback commands, whose engine action can be done at recovery. In MySQL 8, as required by the clone functionality, each transaction's GTID is written to its undo log at exit transaction prepare and exit commit and regular transaction commit. And an InnoDB background thread called GTID persister asynchronously merges such GTIDs to mysql.gtid_executed table. I'll call this table MGE for short in this talk. So the MGE must reflect exactly the set of transactions ever executed in InnoDB and ever flushed to binlog. There are a series of bugs in community MySQL 8 that causes it to fail this requirement for exit transactions when node and or network failures happen. I'm going to show a few of these issues along with the solution to each issue. Most bugs have been there since MySQL 5.7, and I have reported these bugs to MySQL official team within initial patches while I was working on TDSQL in Tencent. But unfortunately, most of these bugs have not yet been fixed as of MySQL 8.0.18. Now let's see how MySQL binlog group commit, or BGC, an internal two-phase commit works. This is the foundation for the following contents. First, let's see the picture on the top. When user session issues commit to commit current transaction, the session's worker thread prepares the transaction in InnoDB storage engine so that the engine redo logs are flushed, but transactional logs are still held. Then the transaction goes through a three-stage group commit. In first stage, it enters the flush queue in parallel with transactions of other concurrent transactions, user sessions. The first session entering the flush queue becomes the leader. Its worker thread flushes binlogs of all transactions in the flush queue, one transaction after another. Then in second stage, all these transactions go to sync stage, where the leader thread syncs current binlog file. In third stage, the leader thread does engine commit for each session's transaction, or each follower does engine commit on its own. Finally, each user session returns OK to its client. Exit transactions are handled differently. See the picture at the bottom. First, for an exit transaction branch committed in two phases, the exit prepare command forms an independent binlog event group, separate from the second binlog event group formed by exit commit command. This is so that after exit prepare executed, if user connection breaks, binlogs are already flushed to disk and won't be lost. Otherwise, the exit transaction branch would be inconsistent in binlog and in a DB because its binlogs would be lost as the user session ended. To execute exit prepare exit 1, community MySQL first does binlog prepare procedure, which flushes XA1's binlogs, which contains all DML actions done by XA1. It does the flush by going through the first two stages of the above BGC procedures, and then prepares XA1 in storage engine. After the binlog prepare, it does engine prepare to flush InnoDB redo logs and to execute XA commit XA1. Community MySQL first flushes XA1's second part binlog, which only contains the XA commit command. It does the flush by also going through the BGC procedures above. To execute XA prepare XA1, Community MySQL first does binlog prepare procedure, which flushes XA1 bin logs, which contains all DML actions done by XA1. It does the flush by going through the first two phase stages of the above BGC procedures, and then prepares XA1 in storage engine. After the binlog prepare, it does engine prepare to flush InnoDB redo logs. And to execute XA commit XA1, Community MySQL first flushes XA1's second part bin log, which only contains the XA commit command. It does the flush by also going through the BGC procedures above. InnoDB prepared transactions can be committed or aborted at recovery, but bin logs are static and passive. So if a primary crashes between step 1 and 2, it's possible that the primary nodes replicas already have received and replayed these transactions bin logs, but the transaction is aborted in the old master during its recovery. And such a crash would cause inconsistency between the primary and its replicas. Bin logs cannot be replayed at MySQL D recovery, so we have no way to bring this primary back to be consistent with its replicas. So we can only write an XA transactions bin log when storage engines already have prepared the transaction. Also, crashed primary node has inconsistent bin logs and InnoDB because GT was not prepared in InnoDB. And after primary switch, the old primary, now replica, can't do XA commit GT. So its replication blocks. So the solution is to do binlog prepare after all engine prepare, so that the new procedure is in step 1, do engine prepare, then in step 2, binlog prepare GT. And this solution causes issue 2. MySQL 8 clone requires writing GTID to undo log at XA transaction prepare and XA transaction commit, and at regular transaction commit, and then append the GTID to GTID persister for it to merge the GTID to the MGE table asynchronously. GTID is generated at beginning of binlog flush after a user session enters flush queue, but right before the real flush operation. Since we are now doing engine prepare before binlog prepare, at engine prepare there is no GTID to use. The solution is to isolate and wrap up undo log write of step 1 and do it after GTID generated, but before flushing binlogs at beginning of step 2. Also, at InnoDB recovery, we must abort prepared transactions which have no GTID in its undo log, because GTID persister could not merge their GTIDs to the MGE table in such a case. Aborting them will make sure the MGE table has identical set of transactions as actually executed in InnoDB. And since they don't exist in binlogs, all requirements are conformed. And after binlog sync, we should append the XA transactions GTID to GTID persister's job queue for it to merge to the MGE table asynchronously. This can only be done after binlog sync, otherwise the prepared transaction might be aborted at recovery because its binlog isn't found, but the GTID had already been merged to the MGE table. Next, let's see the binlog recovery for XA transactions. MySQL does binlog recovery at MySQL D startup after all storage engines finish their recovery. Things done in binlock recovery are mainly to handle transactions whose binlocks are already in binlock files, but in InnoDB or other storage engines, they are still in prepared stage. This happens because for best performance, MySQL doesn't do engine redo log flush after engine commit. So some transactions which have finished engine commit may be found in prepared state in InnoDB or other engines. And since at each binlock rotate, an engine log flush is done, all such transactions are all in the last binlock file. So this binlock file is scanned to fetch all XA transaction IDs in a set, which we denote as S. And in binlock recovery, MySQL handles each engine's prepared transactions this way. For each prepared transaction T from InnoDB or other engines, if T is in S, T is committed. Otherwise, T is aborted. However, binlock recovery in community MySQL only handles regular transactions. It doesn't handle XA transactions. To do binlock recovery for XA transactions, we need to get all prepared transactions in binlock, denoted as S, and then perform binlock recovery as shown here. Special handling is needed for XA commit one phase, which is encoded as an XA prepare event with a flag bit to indicate it's an XA one phase commit. So we should commit the target transaction if we find an XA commit one phase event. So where are the prepared XA transactions in binlock? In binlocks, XA prepare and XA commit event groups could be written to two different binlock files. So prepared XA transactions can exist not only in the last binlock file, but also in those before it. But it's too expensive to scan all binlock files, let alone some binlock files may have been archived or even deleted. Binlock recovery relies on the correct set of prepared XA transactions to be found. Otherwise, MySQL may abort transactions which should have been left prepared for further XA commands. So our solution is to store all current prepared external XA transactions at creation of each new binlock file in its initial previous GTIDs event, so that at binlock recovery, it's still sufficient for us to scan the last binlock file in which we always have all prepared transactions of all previous binlocks that are still in prepared state in the previous GTIDs event. And these transactions plus the prepared transactions in the last binlock file comprise all prepared transactions we have for binlock recovery. This is the S set described in our binlock recovery algorithms in previous page. We maintain this set S while MySQL is running so that we can generate correct previous GTIDs events to write at binlock rotation to the new binlock file. The disadvantage of our solution is that if a third-party MySQL tool digests or passes raw binlock events, it will not be able to handle Quinlan database's binlock files. So we would like to work with these project's owners to make their tools compatible with Quinlan. And we also would like to contribute our patches to Oracle or Percona, so Quinlan could be part of the community ecosystem. This is an example of the prepared transaction IDs stored in previous GTIDs event at the start of each binlock file. We start and prepare XA transactions XA1, XA2, and XA3 in one after another. And after preparing each transaction, we do a flush log to rotate the binlock file. And we can see on the right that at the start of each binlock file, in the previous GTIDs event, the prepared transactions of all previous binlocks are well kept. And this is my talk. Thank you very much for watching.